So, Reese, it's been an exciting winter on many levels, a learning winter going and racing. I don't know if you did all of period one, but I guess you did. Tell me a little bit. I get the feeling from seeing some Facebook posts and stuff that it wasn't entirely the way you wanted it to be, but good learning experience, right? I mean, tell me some of the positive aspects about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I got the opportunity to race all of period one on the World Cup this fall by winning the Super Tour overall from the whole season last year. So I was really excited about that. And I think everybody, when they go over to the World Cup, maybe for the first time or for the first time in a certain part of the year, people are always hoping to hit a home run, and crush it and have some really good races. And I certainly was hoping that myself, and this was the first time that I've raced the first part of the World Cup season. I've raced some World Cups in the later part of the year in other seasons, but starting off on the World Cup for me was a lot different, and absolutely was a huge learning experience because those are pretty much the most competitive races that ever really happened because they're in Scandinavia, and so all the Scandinavian countries get extra start spots. And all those guys have qualified for those races just from the weekend before. So they're all on peak form. And, the Norwegians and the Swedes and the Finns and the Russians and all those guys, they're firing on all cylinders because they have to be in order to be there. So for me to show up, the first time I've raced at any of those venues and, I have a lot of racing experience, but starting off the year on the World Cup, it's a little bit of a different ball game. And so, I tried to kind of focus on doing the things that I know how to do well. And I know I can ski fast. And, I think it's just, you kind of have to get comfortable. And so for me, I wasn't quite comfortable in that situation. Mm-hmm. And it's just, because it's so different from racing here in the U.S.
Yeah. I remember talking to some of the guys more in my era, like Mike Gallagher, former cross-country coach, but also a longtime racer. And he used to say at times the first time or two he went to Holmenkollen, and he ran his race in the first 200 meters. You know what I mean? It's just the crowds, the noise, all the ambient stuff going around. It can be really stimulating.
Yeah, it's just insane. It's almost a different sport. Here in the U.S., we've really stepped up our game kind of as a country, and so that's really encouraging, and there's some great clubs and pro teams and, incredible coaches, and the U.S. ski teams doing a good job, but you show up and you feel like you've done all you can do, and you get out there and you realize that you still feel, I felt like I was the farm team showing up, and I'm playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and it's just so different, and they take it so seriously, and it's just such a big budget sport, and they just live it and they breathe it, and these people that's their livelihood, and there's a lot more energy, and there's the crowds are just intense, and the media and the venues and everything is just amplified way higher than anything here in the U.S. And so it's taken some getting used to, for sure.
And no international junior trips for you on the line at these championships. So what are you looking towards? Are you looking towards a possible fallen bid maybe for the Worlds?
Yeah, ultimately my big goal for this season is to make the World Championship team and go to Falun. And there's a classic sprint there, and I'm the defending national champion in the classic sprint. So I think I have a pretty good shot, and if I'm skiing like I know I can, I think I belong on that team, along with, a couple other guys definitely that are here racing this week too. So my goal is this week is just to come out and show that I, belong at that level, and that, I can compete against the world's best. So
really wish you good luck in these championships. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Peter.